Thank you, Chris, and I want to thank everybody on the call for joining us here. I joined the call as well as Jeff and Chris to express concerns over this leaked EPA RVO targets, which are very surprising and truly very disappointing. I'll keep my comments brief. I second most of what, or all of what, better said, all of what Jeff and Chris have said, and they've described the situation very well. As DuPont, as a science company, we have tremendous experience in commercializing new technologies in a host of products that you guys are familiar with, the Teflons, the Kevlar, these kind of things, and also in ag biotech and industrial biotech. We've brought a lot of projects to commercialization. We know how to do this, and we know that this one also will be a very good technology, this advanced cellulosic ethanol technology. Be a very good technology and a very commercially viable technology. The RFS is key in making this possible because this large fuel market, which is so critical to the world and to the country, is controlled by the incumbent industry, the oil industry. And just like any typical incumbent industry, they struggle with bringing innovation. They like the status quo. They have all done, more or less, depending upon on which of the participants, which of the oil companies, they've participated in some of the innovation. They may have done some of the research in renewable energy. But in the end, most of them have stuck with the mature technologies, with the technologies that have brought us now, as I just heard this morning on the radio, last year record greenhouse gas emissions. So this technology needs a route to market in order to benefit the country and to benefit the world and to benefit all of us. And this technology will find its way to market. I'm quite convinced that we will be successful. We have a great resolve, just like Chris at Abengoa. We will get this technology to commercialization. The tactic of the incumbent oil companies to create doubt around this may slow us down, or it may take the leadership away in this development from the U.S. But eventually, this technology will be commercialized. Still, it's a great opportunity for which we don't have to wait. And if we implement the RFS as it is conceived and as it is put in place, then we will see, in short term, great benefit, as we already see from corn ethanol. We'll add to that with advanced biofuels from biomass. Our Nevada facility, Nevada, Iowa, Central Iowa facility, which we are constructing, is similar to Abengoa's facility, a large cellulosic ethanol plant, 30 million gallons. And the numbers around the construction project are similar. Many jobs there, 75 permanent jobs eventually. Purchase of corn stover in the immediate area, about 30 to 40 miles around the plant. And incidentally, a great contributor to the further renewal and improval of corn harvest techniques. So a great joining hands of agriculture and energy there. The first gen and second gen are very much connected, as Jeff and Chris already explained. There's synergies between the two forms of technology. There is know-how and there's experience to be shared, and furthermore, there's a great base to build on. So we're very concerned about the RVO numbers that have been leaked, which, as Chris said very well, we're not sure whether or not they're fact or not at this point. It can be confirmed, but if it is, it's a reversal. It's something that very much surprises and disappoints us, and it's something that will rob the country of a great opportunity. Anne, back to you.
Great. Thanks all for those great remarks. Operator, at this point, we are ready to take questions.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question today, it is star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. Please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, that's star 1 at this time if you'd like to ask a question. We'll take our first question from Rachel Gantz with Oil Price Information Services.
For hosting this call, this is actually a related question. Do you expect the cellulosic ethanol tax credit to be extended? And if not, what effect would that have on the industry in conjunction with a possible lower RVOs for the cellulosic biofuel pool?
Yeah, I can take that if Anne.
Yeah, go ahead, Jan.
Well, I think we don't know. So at this point, what happens in Washington is fairly unpredictable, I think we can say. It certainly is something that would help, and it is something that would further reduce, mitigate the risk to the investor. It's something that we would always expect to be temporary. Whether it will be extended or not, we simply don't know.